introduce yourself.
My name is Markham Nolan. I work for Storyful.com. I'm a journalist, and what we do at Storyful is use all the online tools that are available to verify social media content for news organizations to use in a responsible way, so they know that it is what it says it is, and also that they're not infringing copyright or any of that kind of stuff.
Quite an important job nowadays. You gave a really powerful talk about this, and I guess social reporting, some people call it. Some people call it citizen journalism. I tend to sway towards calling it reporting because I do value the trained journalist who should be doing all of this anyway. What kind of tips can you give to a journalist dabbling in the social spaces who wants to be sure that what they are amplifying, repeating, quoting is in fact fact?
I guess for us the main thing is that you're applying all the same standards you would to traditional journalism online. So you wouldn't run with something that you weren't sure about if it was for a newspaper piece. Why would you do that on your Twitter account, or why would you do that on your website? So it's bringing the old school skepticism and the old school desire for to pick something apart and be curious about it, and applying that in the same way, but using all the tools that you have. So you can actually do so much more than people think. You can use Google Maps in ways you hadn't thought of by just thinking about what you see differently. And you really have an amazing array of things to use to find out more about people, to find out more about what they're saying, and fact check and debunk stuff online than you do perhaps in the real world.
Would you say it's easier to verify information now, or more confusing?
I think it's probably... Okay, you definitely have more tools at your disposal. So if you go back to the days of Deep Throat, meeting in car parks and then trying to go and verify something that person has said, that process is way shortened now. So that something that might have taken you 3 or 4 days, you could probably get to the root of that in half an hour, and that just wasn't the case before. So I think it's probably easier. I think the big challenge is just dealing with the volume of stuff now.
I always think that Twitter made a mistake by verifying celebrities when it should have verified respected news sources. How do you feel about that?
I think you could be right there. I mean, the verification tag for them is purely for spoof accounts, and I think the difference between the thing you have to think about it when it comes to a verified account is they're just verifying an identity. They're not verifying everything that person says.
Or in fact who's in control of the Twitter account, if we look at recent examples.
Yeah, well, exactly. The most recent kerfuffle over verification was Warren Buffett, and I think there's been a lot of people who've been caught out in recent months on Twitter in the news industry. So when Warren Buffett appeared on Twitter, even though it was pre-announced and it was there was press releases and all that kind of stuff about it, people wouldn't believe it until they saw that blue tick, and it took maybe 40 minutes for Twitter to verify him. It's kind of ridiculous, really, and he hadn't said anything controversial. What you really want to verify is facts, not just an identity.
Mm. Are there any tools available, or have you made any tools available that people can use to document which some way in the metadata embeds their identity or some kind of serial number to them?
No, but it's something that's been talked about a lot, which is... I think it'll take a lot of people coming together to make it work, because what you want is some sort of unified indicator or a way for various news organizations to collaborate on something and then verify it and say, right, this has been vetted by qualified journalists and good journalists from Reuters, from BBC, or maybe agencies like Storyful, people who are just well known on social media for debunking stuff. It hasn't come about yet. People have talked a lot about atomized content and just taking units of content that you can then extract and work with them individually. That hasn't happened. It's probably going to take some sort of web standard for that kind of thing to come about.
So I guess it comes in very handy when there is geotag data. Recently, personally, while I was working in Syria, I was very, very conscious of the metadata. And I was kind of relying quite a lot on people just believing what it was I was tweeting or sharing, because it was dangerous to the people I was with if I was adding that valuable metadata where I was, for example. I guess this must make things difficult for you.
It does a bit. I mean, all the stuff that we've done in Syria and the Middle East, pretty much none of it's been geotagged. And we've that conflicting thing where we'd love to see more content geotagged so that we can verify quicker, and so that it pops up on the kind of apps that use that, like Eyewitness and Banjo and those kind of things. But obviously there's a security element, and what we rely on, what we do is corroborate stuff. So you'll try and find three or four videos that record the same location or the same incident and that kind of thing, and cross-reference them and talk to people on the ground as much as we can. But, you know, there's always going to be reasons for turning that kind of stuff off and obscuring it, and you have to respect that, really.
I think that there'd be a lot of value in a Storyful app which would enable people to share, you know, a soundbite, a video clip, a photo, and there was some kind of end-to-end encryption of the metadata so that you could unlock it and verify without necessarily making that public at the time of posting. Or people could actually put, you know, wait till tomorrow before you use this because I'm still in this location.
It's a good idea, and it's actually one that a lot of, there's a couple of other groups that are looking at it. So Witness, who we work with on human rights content, have done something similar, and there's a crowd called Small World News, Brian Connolly, who goes by Baghdad Brian. He's trying to fund something similar at the moment. And I think those are the people that have more boots on the ground than we do, and we'd support them in doing that. So that everyone benefits, really. This kind of information, particularly when it's coming from the likes of Syria or places where you really want to see change, we don't necessarily need to own the app that facilitates that. But we certainly want to be supporting the people that do it, so that everyone who's trying to expose what's going on gets the benefit.
I love your thinking. You know, some kind of open source system, perhaps, that works cross platforms. Because one thing I noticed was, you know, if I was using ChatSecure to communicate, it will only work between, as far as I could see, iOS devices. And I really needed to speak to a lot of people on the ground in Damascus, for example, and they're Android only because the Apple Store just doesn't work, for example.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be as open as possible. And I think one of the best examples of that recently was the guys behind Bamboozer live streaming. Their goal was just to make that as available, you know, for any phone. The worst, cheapest, shittiest phones, they wanted Bamboozer to run on that, and that was a success, and that's why it came to the fore in Egypt. It annihilated Quik, which was there previously, which has gone by the wayside, which goes to show that open source is the way forward.
Yeah, and the guys at Bamboozer, really agile, I think, and can move with the times. What's next for Storyful?
Storyful, we're still growing, we're still adding clients, we want to make sure that the news, our newsroom stays as our strong core. To do that, we're adding other businesses on the side that generate the money that mean that we can support and build the newsroom. And the next phase is taking all of the stuff that we've learned, all the processes, and rolling them into a tool to allow all journalists to do what we do. So to monitor, to shorten their processes, and just verify and check stuff quicker and more efficiently than ever before.
Do you have an online information resource, blog, or some information where people can follow up more?
From Storyful, blog.storyful.com is where we share most of our thought leadership and any thinking on the news industry. And generally at Storyful, the account there is a good repository for what we're watching and what the kind of stuff that we like to see. And I'm at Markham Nolan online as well, so feel free to say hello.
Mark, thank you very much.
Cheers.